Shares in the once mighty energy trading company Enron fell again yesterday. Investors appear to be betting that a deal to acquire the company may collapse, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
When Houston-based Dynegy agreed to pay roughly $10.55 a share for its much bigger rival Enron, many on Wall Street breathed a sigh of relief. It seemed like there might be a happy ending to one of the most spectacular corporate freefalls in some time after all. But in recent days, investors have become less confident. In just 3 days, the company's stock price has fallen 48%. Mike Heim is an analyst with A.G. Edwards & Sons.
Every day, things seem to be getting worse and worse, and we're not just talking the stock price, worse and worse in terms of hearing stories about people not trading with the company, that if it hasn't deteriorated to the point of no value, it's headed in that direction.
Enron executives also face a growing number of lawsuits filed on behalf of disgruntled employees and shareholders. The suits claim the company misled investors with rosy financial statements. But Heim says the fact that the trading side of the business now appears to be in trouble is the bigger and more immediate problem, since he says that's what attracted Dynegy to Enron in the first place.
The real core asset that Dynegy was going after was Enron's trading business, and as more and more companies back off of trading with Enron and more traders leave the companies, the value of the assets that Dynegy's trying to acquire is decreasing on a daily basis.
Neither company has done anything to suggest they are about to back out of the deal. At last word, Dynegy, which does have escape clauses in its agreement to acquire Enron, was continuing to pore over Enron's books. Part of the latest decline in Enron's stock comes amid concerns the company could be forced to seek bankruptcy protection if a deal does fall apart. Enron was again the most active stock on the New York Exchange yesterday, falling another 17% to close at $3.92 a share. Dynegy was down $1.06 to $39.34. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.